Friday, the 12th of August, 2022, our mass food markets continue to demonstrate how they are the Facebook of our food system, the real Facebook of Zimbabwean agriculture and food systems, in terms of demonstrating different value chains, more than 50 value chains converging in one market. Some value chains are short, so just ended growth points from production zones to growth points. Others are very long. Other value chains are seasonal. They are commodities that come into the market in a given season and then they disappear. So this is your mass market. That's why we call it the Facebook of Zimbabwe's agriculture. Now, starting with potatoes as usual. Potato charts today, charts are $4 a pocket. It's an increase by 50 cents. For some reason, being a Friday, most consumers are buying charts because they want to go and use them over the weekend for different catering businesses, weddings, parties, and everything. So charts, because of price, most low-income consumers end up preferring to buy charts. Small, $3.50 to $4. So there's quite a tie between charts and small in terms of prices. Medium, $4.50 to $6. A pocket large, $6.50 to $7.50. Extra large, $8 per pocket. So extra large is the highest price for potatoes today. They are doing very well, are more than 400 tons as usual. There's some bit of regulation with big players now regulating supplies of potatoes into the markets, as informed by what we are telling them, instead of informed by prices and supplies, to make sure that prices don't go beyond a certain price. Nevertheless, big players continue to use potato as one of the most important sources of cash. Tomato sandak today, $20 to $30, quite a range there. The price actually going up compared to yesterday. It was 16 to 25. Now it's 20 to 30. The demand for tomato is actually increasing. Cardboard box from Zambia, $10 to $16 remains. It was yesterday. Wooden box, $5.50 to $7. Then plus dish, $2 to $3. Tomato, there's quite an interesting dynamic in tomato. There are those big measurements that are called coffins. They were actually going for $35, a bigger measurement, which was in the market. It looks like the demand for tomatoes actually remains constant. It's really rising, in fact. Vegetable section, cabbage is 25 to 50 cents, quite an increase by just 5 cents compared to the other day, but yesterday it was 30 to 50 cents. So there's quite a just a difference in price, in a few cents, few margins, which is what really makes them interesting. Corvo, $2 to $2.50 a bundle, is doing very well today. It's actually an increase by 50 cents compared to yesterday. Rape, $1.50, is quite a drop. Tsunga, $1.50 as well. There's been quite an increase in supplies of rape and tsunga. Beetroot, $1. And then 10 kg pocket for onion is now $5 to $9.50. Actually, an increase by $1.50. So we've seen a shift in the prices of onions there, but it means demand is also rising. This month usually is characterized by so many catering businesses. There are a lot of people who come into the market for the first time into the catering business in August because it's no longer very cold. Bundle of onion, dollar, 60 kg bag, $25.28. It's not changing. My shallots is dollar again. And then we have English cucumber, 50 cents to a dollar. Cauliflower, $1.50. A kg, a celery dollar, chili pepper $2, lettuce 50 cents, cherry tomato 50 cents, garlic $2.50, a kg still at that price, together with turmeric, and then ginger $1.50 to $2, broccoli $1.50 as well. So we see a tie between broccoli and cauliflower. Sometimes cauliflower is much higher than broccoli, but it depends on supplies. They usually move together. Okra $2, $2.50, 5 liter, eggplant dollar, a mushroom fresh, that's oyster mushroom, $1 to $2, and then we have red and yellow pepper $2.50 kg. It's not changing. Dried food section now changing as well. Matemba, 20 liter bucket, 36, 38, something like that for a while now. 30 kg still $2, $220 a 30 kg bag of matemba. Madola, 20 liter bucket, $4.20. 20 liter bucket is going for 30, 35. 420 is 60 kg bag of Madora. And then sugar beans, 16, 18, remaining firm at that price. There are some farmers who are saying they've got tons and tons of sugar beans, different varieties. They don't move faster, but they are still in the market doing very well. Soya chunks, $3 with 5 kg. And then our dry section, Munyemba, $16, not changing. Munyeve, $14 a bucket. Mutsine, 15, 16. cover and cabbage 15-18, so changing high value sections. Sweet potato $3.50 to $5 a 20 liter tin. It's actually supplies actually increased, so it's down by 50 cents compared to the other day, like it's yesterday. 60 kg bag $23 to $30, it's actually increasing there. And then magogoya 20 liter bucket 9 to 11, 60 kg bag 50-60, 150 kg bag of magogoya 78 US dollars, doing very well. Butternuts 30-35, it's quite an increase compared to yesterday. Carrots 32-35, also quite an increase from 23 yesterday. Green pepper 18 US dollars, also an increase. Friday really commands good prices for most commodities. Cucumber 25-27, so a slight drop by a dollar. Fine beans 25-28, it's doing very well, really. Fine beans on demand. Peas, there's no peas today in the market for some reason. Yesterday it was $18, today is not in the market, which is why we're seeing the increase in the price of fine beans, because the fine beans are also used as a substitute for peas for many consumers. Green meal is $1.50 to $2 a dozen. It's actually, there's been a lot of green meals coming into the market, so the price has been knocked down. Sugar cane $7 to $15. It's just a slight decrease on the lower end, but doing very well. Sugar cane, the big bundle. Fruit basket is doing very well. More than 19 types of fruits. Masau, $1.50, 5 liter. Supplies are actually increasing. Matoe, $2. It's actually dropped by 50 cents. Also, supplies are increasing from many areas. Nyi, $2.50. It remains firm. $2.50, 5 liter. Mauyu, $1, 5 liter. Supplies are also increasing. Apple, box, $14.18. Avocados, 50 cents each, or $1 for 2 for 3. Banana, $8 to $9. A crate, that's an 18 kg. Oranges $2.50 to $4, quite a range there. We have supplies coming from many areas, Mazowe, Bedbridge, many other places. Actually, we have seen supplies from even Marondera as well as dry regions, actually supplying oranges. Actually, oranges are actually on song in many areas, even those that are locally produced, it's for the local market. PS $18 to $20 a crate. Then a strawberry dollar, grapes $16 to $18, Rusica, that's tamarind dollar, it means tamarind is doing very well. Purple doing very well, a lot of purples at the moment, $1 each to $2 depending on size. We see a lot of young people moving around with push carts selling fruits, they're doing very well. Coconuts dollar is actually going down by $1. Supplies have also increased. Watermelon $1 to $2 depending on size, the actual price have also increased. And then we don't have plums, don't have sweet melon in the market today, as well as tube has gone out of the market. So it's quite, we see quite a range there, have quite a difference. Pineapple $18 to $10, $8 to $10 a box. Lemon $4 today, a bucket, is doing very well. So we see some commodities are going out, some fruits are going out, others are coming into the market. It looks like we have fewer substitutes at the moment. Field crops, maize grain $4 to $5 a bucket, it's not changing much. Maize mumare $20 a bucket, and then we have nzungumu show $20-$24 a bucket. It's quite a brisky business around peanut butter processing and other uses. Shelled granules $4 to $6 a bucket. Mumare granules $10 a bucket, it's quite an increase there. Pneumo shelled $18 a bucket. Supplies are also increasing. Soybeans 10 to 12, wheat $7 to $8 a bucket, popcorn 16 to 18, it's also doing very well. Cowpeas in Yemba $10 to $6 a bucket, sunflower 6 to 7, actually a drop. Supplies are also increasing there. Munga $7 to $8 a bucket, doing very well. Shio has finger mill $16 to $20 a bucket. Rice, brown rice $40 a bucket, shelled and shelled $20. The difference is really in processing of our indigenous fruits is still rudimentary. We don't have equipment for processing, unlike exotic crops like wheat, which have got a lot of crops like processing machines. Our own indigenous fruits don't have processing machines, which is why we are struggling to sell them, but nevertheless they're in the market. So we need to invest, our engineers need to invest in equipment, produce equipment that can be used for shelling, for processing mungas, and even indigenous rice. Right? Indigenous rice is actually pounded using pestle and mortar at the moment, so there isn't technology for processing, which is why it's actually very quite expensive now when it's in the market, when it's processed. And showed it's 20, so the difference is really quite big there. And then Mafunde $10 to $12 a bucket, Runinga $1.85 to $1 a kg. Actually, we have a lot of farmers with Runinga. A poultry section, ordinary broilers still with $5 to $6 each. Mothers 8 to 10, is not changing. Off layers $4 today. Supplies have also increased. Roadrunner hens $4 to $6. That's Roadrunner sheche $4 to $6 each. Cocks $5 to $7. Hunger $7 to $10. That's a guinea fowls. Amatendele $7 to $10 each. Ducks $9 to $12 each. Ducks actually patronized by the Chinese. They love ducks a lot. And then turkeys 15 to 25 depending on size and and whether they are cocks or hens. Hens are the ones that have lower price. Cocks are $25 each. Pigeons, $1.50 to $2. Rabbits, $7 to $12. Quite an increase there. Small for eggs, $2.20 to $2.50 a crate. Medium, $3 to $3.20. Large, $3.50 to $4. And then we have a range of processed foods like peanut butter, 1 liter, $2.50 to $3. And then Maputi also in the market doing very well, 50 cents to $1 a pocket for those who are holding for selling elsewhere. And fine cooking oil, 2 liter, $4.50 to $5, 5 liter, $11 to $12. And then we have a lot of other Maheu packets are going for $2 a packet of different types of Maheu. Apparently, we've seen commercialization of Maheu by big industries. Big companies are doing that. We also see our own Maheu not coming into the market, our own indigenous Maheu, which are very good. When they come into the market, they don't even stay in the market. They actually, many people love them because the taste, even the texture and everything is quite superior. So we see our markets really playing a very important role of trying to create a market for our indigenous foods, like small grains, indigenous chickens, which are not really found in other markets, which is why I say these markets really, they are the Facebook of our food system. If you want to understand the Zimbabwean food system, you don't go to a supermarket, don't go to a processing company. You come to the mass market where you see the diversity, the range of activity. There are different processors, different people, as well as those who are selling packaging. They are also found in our mass markets. As always, we'll continue to monitor our food system to see what is happening. Our mass markets are very important in showing us the dynamics in our food system. They're actually a very important barometer of where we are going as a country. So if we're going to use agriculture to stimulate our economy, definitely our mass food markets have a fundamental role to play. As always, until next week, my name is Charles Dewa Imukambo.